Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today, the day following Easter. Mm-hmm. When I say we, us, first of all, talking about Steve and Milan Yurkovich here. Hi, Milan.
Hey, how are you, Steve?
And Dr. Jill Hubbard is joining us today also. Couple of things I want to mention. Number one, day after Easter.
Yes.
And I don't think anybody could have missed what happened in Sri Lanka.
Oh, my gosh.
And we feel for all those folks. Certainly some folks from this country were killed in all of that. Over 200 people dying. And, it's a scary world. And let's pray for all of those that were involved and all those left in the aftermath of that very, very sad situation. Second thing I want to mention, it was Easter yesterday, and the big question now comes, what difference does it make? Most of us, most people that are listening, you believe in Jesus, and you believe he rose from the dead on Easter, and that's what we celebrated. But the big question is, what difference really does it make? And so I'm going to hope and pray that all of us together would be able to commit to let's make it make a difference in our life as we're going forward. Make this like the Easter, most valuable, most amazing, moving Easter because we do something different in our lives because of it. So that would be pretty exciting if we would all do that. And then I want to talk to you about something that really makes a difference in a lot of people's lives. So let's talk about that, Milan. We're going to be in Washington, D.C.
Right.
June the 28th. Mm-hmm. Hello, Dr. Hubbard. Welcome.
Hello, how are you? Everyone.
Good to see
Happy
you.
Happy Easter Monday.
Thank you. We're just starting to talk about our intimacy and marriage intensive.
Yeah.
And, a lot of folks say, I would believe in God if I could see a miracle. That was what a lot of people asked for when Jesus was around. When you come to the Intimacy in Marriage Weekend, I think you do see miracles there. I think you see unexpected, unusual things that in some ways are not even explainable, that two people could come who can't stand each other, and then they leave, and they're totally committed
to a whole new world. Well, it's like their eyes are opened, because, a marriage, we keep doing the same things over and over again, right? Hoping that something will shift. And sometimes, the couples, they'll just get louder, mm-hmm. thinking that that's going to change things, and they really need to see things differently. So there's a lot of paradigm shifts that happen.
Yeah.
Maybe you've already mentioned that. But.
I agree with you. I think that's the number one thing we see at this workshop is we see just gradually over the weekend, and finally at the very end, we see shifts take place. Which shifts,
that is a miracle.
Shifts of intentionality.
Yes.
Shifts of repentance. Shifts of learning something new that they need to do. What is the next right thing they mm-hmm. need to be doing? And absolutely, that's the best word to use. It's a slow miracle is what it is.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is.
Well, and it's for folks who struggle a little bit, and they want...
Or a lot.
Not struggle so much.
Or a lot.
And it's for people who they really do, they're in trouble, and they want to fix that trouble. So whether it's somebody that you just want the best, or you want a marriage that you can enjoy and you're not, this is the place to come. Miracles happen. It's phenomenal. It's a privilege for us to get to be involved with it. And you can find out about it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's June the 28th in Washington, D.C. It's the Intimacy and Marriage Intensive. 1-800-229-3000 is the number to join us. We'd love for you to join us. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back after this.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here. I'm 2,000 miles from my house, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Orange County May 3rd to the 5th.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and we're going to go right to the phones, 1-800-229-3000. If you want to join us, we would love for you to. And I got two of the best right here with me today. Let's go to Debbie calling on, well, she listens online, and from Louisville, Kentucky. Hi, Debbie. How you doing?
Hi, I'm very well. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly.
I just have a quick question. I have made a decision to stop assisting my son financially, who is abusing opioids, and I just want to know if that's the right decision. He was sick. He's had GI problems, and he had a big surgery in December, and he went through a divorce in October. He was abusing opioids before that. But anyway, I felt like I needed to help him in light of the fact that he had a serious surgery. And now he's back on his feet, and he's back using opioids. And he doesn't want to go through rehab. He said outpatient. You know, I've set that up for him, but he has not gone yet. And so I've made a decision to not assist him financially, and that means he could possibly be homeless coming up this upcoming month. Is that the right decision?
Yeah, I think that's just, you've done one of the toughest things ever. And I am hoping and praying for a good outcome because of what you do.
How old is he?
He's 32.
Okay. But he's, which is, he's fully an adult, at least chronologically, right?
Yes.
He's been married.
Yes,
he's had responsibilities. With the opioids, I think, there's a lot of parameters that are kind of squeezing people now. You know, doctors aren't prescribing as much. You can't go from ER to ER and get them anymore. So I think there'll be a lot of things, and you're just one of the pieces of the puzzle, but a really, really important one. Because if you keep helping him along, right, it just prolongs the inevitable. Till finally you get so fed up, and you finally reach a point, and then you would have to be doing what you're doing now, only with a lot more pain. So it's hard at any point along the way, but to step in, and I think, as moms, we want to help our children in every way we can, and they never stop being our children. But sometimes you have to lift the bottom for them because they can't see that they're falling.
Right.
And that's what you are doing.
Yeah.
Right.
And I will
so
say
guilty,
this. Well, sure.
Right.
But I talked with a mother after we had recommended that she do what you've done, and she said, well, that was the toughest and the best decision I've ever made, because he got well after that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never easy. It's never
no
easy.
it's very painful. This is very difficult to watch. You know.
Well, and he may even play into your guilt and make you feel like you're not being a good mother.
Yeah, Mylon, you have some thoughts about this. Let's hear your perspective on this.
Okay.
Well, I also think that when we make a decision to draw a line and create a boundary, we have to resign ourselves to the fact that anything could happen. Mm-hmm. And we have to...
Yes, that's scary.
It's very scary, and that's why we don't easily draw boundaries. So we have to trust the Lord and put him in the Lord's hands, and we have to say, I will not let threats on his part or catastrophic outcomes in my mind keep me from doing the next right thing. Mm-hmm. And when you get to the guilt, Debbie, which you mentioned, that's part of that.
Yes.
And so we have to fight that. But I bet you've been fighting guilt in various and sundry ways. That was a little King James right there that I threw in there. Just for the people in the Bible Belt, I decided to do that.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah. I bet you've been fighting guilt. I bet you've been fighting guilt not more than once in your lifetime.
Oh, no, that's very true. Very true.
Yeah. So Debbie, we have to take our natural weaknesses and propensities, and we must realize they're there, and then that becomes our growth journey. That becomes the place where we ask God to help us grow and mature, and where we pull people around us, maybe go to a codependence group, support group.
Because alleviating our guilt just lessens our anxiety. It doesn't necessarily help our children, whatever age they are, right? So it's just for your comfort. So sometimes we have to endure a little bit of guilt because a lot of times it's inappropriate guilt.
Right. Okay. Well, right. I really appreciate your comments. Thank you very much for your help.
Well, I'm glad you called. And if you'll hold on, I'm going to send you a copy of this book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Chemical Dependency Problems. And Dave Stoop. And I put that together part of the Arterburn Wellness Series. We'll tell you more about that later, but I hope that's going to help you. One of the things that is so hard, the sooner you act on these things, the better. It's harder sooner, but it never gets easy. And so if you're listening to this and you've got a situation, you don't want to be where the guy's at 32 and you're making the decision. You want to be making that decision when they're 22. That's really hard to do because you just tell yourself, well, it's a phase, whatever. Take action.
This has been destructive because he's divorced. He has lost a family. There's all kinds of destruction that's occurred in this. Hey, Jill, can I ask you to clarify what appropriate guilt would be? Because you said sometimes there's appropriate guilt, and I agree with you.
Well, in life, there's appropriate guilt because we feel guilty when we've done something wrong, right?
Exactly.
And that's God, you know, letting us know in our conscience that, okay, we've done something wrong and we need to correct it. So when we feel guilty, we can look and see, okay, what have I done wrong? But a lot of times we're feeling guilty because other people make us feel like we've done something wrong because they have to be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was great. Thank you.
That
was good.
Appropriate.
That loved it. Yes. Because people would glom onto that. They could say, well, it's appropriate that I would feel this. But you're right. It's only if I do something and my conscience begins to tell me I need
I've
to clarify.
I've done something wrong,
this.
So I need to make amends. I need to clear it up.
Make a repair for something. Sure. Thanks.
Yeah.
Great. That was great. 1-800-229-3000 if you want to join us on the program. And here comes EG from Eastville, California, KKLA. Is the station. Hi there, how are you?
Hey guys, how are you guys doing? Blessed?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. So how could we help today? What's happening in your life today?
Oh man, I got so much to tell you. All right, here we go, guys. I reached 31 days out of 31 in March of purity.
Good.
Great.
How did you achieve that?
By relying only on God and by, you know, seeking help from people like you, and as well as, you know, learning how to stay pure even when times get rough, only with the Holy Spirit.
Okay. And then, well, now what's going on?
In April, here's, guys, here, I need your help. This is serious. In April, even though I started to filter a lot more, the stuff that's very impure in my life, I admit it. I was haunted last year. Let me tell you my story, then I'll get to, then you'll help me answer the question. You ready?
Okay, you have to be brief, though, on the story part, because we're here to try to help you with something different than you've been doing.
All right, last year, I was haunted. You know, I was haunted by what happened, by a situation last year that I was taken out of context. A filmmaker was saying that a filmmaker was talking about, you know, females in cinema, but people thought that he was being mean, but he was really trying to be authoritative about it. But they took it out of context and made him into a bad guy and sexualized a woman in the film. And I was so haunted by it. You know what I actually did? I masturbated out of guilt. Not out of pleasure, but out of guilt, because it really bothered me. And so, okay, as a result, and due to the fact I was a bit haunted by that, I was originally going to get 30 days, you know, this April, but I missed 4 days because I kind of let that get to me. Now, all I had to do was 26. So here's what I need you to do.
Well, yeah, what's the question for us that we can answer for you?
All right. How should I regain my purity back? How should I gain my purity back without beating myself up? Because I mean, I get perfectionistic too. That's my question for you.
Okay, great, great question. And let me start by saying this: it is imperative that you see the need to have help, that you have a person that's coming alongside of you, so that whenever you're tempted to do something crummy that's going to cause guilt and shame, that rather than do it, you call that person. Now, there are folks who have proven this to be the strategy for centuries when they've tried to recover from something. It's based on Matthew 5:16, where it says, confess your sins to one another and pray for each other that you might be healed. Or another way to say that, if you want to have victory, you need somebody that's praying for you, and you need somebody that you've been open with and you're continuing to be open with.
So you have to be in relationship, Steve, in healthy relationships, right, where there's accountability, because impurity is really a substitute for healthy relationships, healthy connection, right? And it's a very, very lonely place to be, as you know, EJ. Yes, as many days as you can have where you cope in a healthy way, that's better. But I don't know it's so much of lining up your days as it is looking at where you go to cope. You know, setting yourself up, as Steve was saying, to be in a place where you can choose healthier coping instead of turning to something that's impure and in isolation. So that means you have to be going to a group. You have to be accountable. When you are struggling, as Steve said, you have people to turn to instead of being all alone with it. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and so each day, God's mercies are new. Each day, we start again every day with sobriety, abstinence, purity.
But can I tell you this?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Since I can't reach these 30 days anymore, to really let that situation that I just told you about go, if I really want to be pure?
Well, you have to with this person that you're going to find, you grieve with them. You tell them, man, I'm so sad about that. I'm so upset. I have to let that go. Otherwise, I'm just going to repeat what I did before. And I need your help with that, in addition to staying pure.
And to be honest with you, when it came to that situation, I almost cried because they were actually body shaming the woman. Mm. And it made me, and it pissed me off to where I kept going back to my impurities as a believer.
Yeah, but
you know, E.G., there's another issue here too. It's a spiritual issue, absolutely, and it's something we pray about and ask people to help pray for us and support us and get into a community of people that love us and accept us. But the other thing I'm hearing inside of you, E.G., is a lot of fear and a lot of obsessing on things. Mm-hmm. And that is something where it just, in a simple way, our brain is going too fast. And learning to find support to help me slow down that train that's going 90 miles an hour downhill with no brakes, it's my brain is on a stampede. And finding somebody that can help you with that, to slow
sometimes
down.
Sometimes we need professional intervention.
We need professional help.
Psychiatrists, psychologists, professionals that can come alongside and look at all the different facets of what's going on with your brain and
exactly.
with your life and how those are colliding.
That's exactly right.
It's amazing when sometimes a help like that, it settles down everything inside and then the behavior starts to settle down too.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And if you get the real gist of the situation with EG, is there's nobody else that he's talking to about this, but he calls us. And because we're here, he's able to hear. He doesn't have to reveal who he is. He can use somebody else's name or initials. But it is, although it's on public in radio, it's still confidential. And you're anonymous. And that's a great thing because now we're able to speak truth into his life. And if he was not able to call us, then there might be no way he would ever get out of that place where he wants to stay in hiding and hear any other kind of opinion or perspective on anything. And that brings me to, we need your help to keep us on the air and doing this exact same thing. And so Larry talked to us about what we'd like people to do. I think what we'd like them to do is we'd like them to support Club New Life.
Yes, we would, Steve. Thank you. Club New Life is just a way for you to support this ministry month after month after month. And it's the basis of the support that we can depend upon. And as we grow that, we'll need to spend less time on the radio at the microphone asking you for support.
Promise.
But it might take
okay, so, so and the reason that we want but, support is that we've seen people make dramatic changes through what's happened here.
Yeah, and there's we got a letter from a Club New Life member, and she said, "I stumbled upon your New Life broadcast 3 years ago, and I've experienced more healing than I ever knew I had need of.
Wow.
I hear the same relief and hope in the voice of so many of your callers and dispense your wisdom with down-to-earth practicality and humor. I was raised in a toxic faith church that left me powerless to live their Christian life. I felt doomed to an eternity in hell and cried out to God to let me enjoy some of what this world has to offer if I'm never going to be able to enjoy a fellowship with Him or attain a heavenly home. Gradually, through the voice of your radio program and some caring people that God placed in my life, I realized He already loved me and died for me. All I had to do was accept His gift. I could never earn it. No doubt you've heard this experience countless times, but this revolution is life-changing, dramatic, and positive way that only the woman at the well can even relate."
There you go.
You know, I'm just thinking this person's sitting there and has had this toxic background of faith, and it was this radio program. It was the voice of you, Steve, and Mylon, and Jill, and Dave, and all the others that made this woman realize there is a better way, and it was Christ. And, you know, we get I've had people that didn't want to support this ministry because they said we're not evangelistic enough or not. We don't speak of Jesus enough. We don't help people see Jesus. And we see it all the time. I mean, it's just the way that we do things, the way that we present life, the way that we talk to people, confront them. It's the way Jesus would do.
We're not a preaching program.
Right.
Right? We're trying to meet people where they're at so that then they are open, right, to receiving.
So if you can get behind us in that, and if you can be a monthly giver, we've got a great gift. I mean, we've had a few great gifts, and you can have whichever one you want. The most recent one with Mylon and Kay did 4 videos for us. They're about 30 minutes each, and they're very powerful, each and every one. And then we have I want to remind people that if you want to get the Arterburn Wellness Series, the 8 books, Understanding and Loving a Person With, and there's 8 different issues that we deal with. You can choose that one as well. But we need your giving to support the ministry so that people like this lady that wrote us the letter can come to understand and love God, love people, and do things in a different way.
You know, when I listen to our show on the radio at KKLA here in Los Angeles area, they say this show was sponsored by New Life Ministries. Mm. You see, New Life Ministries has to pay to put this on the air. And so we will never stop asking for your help.
I was kind of joking when I said promise.
Yeah.
But sponsored by New Life means
we pay for it.
By our audience.
By our audience, right. Yeah.
Well, you are New Life. And
that's
we are
right.
Your partner.
But New Life has to write the check and the donations that people supply because they love the show. They love the transformation. They have experiences like this New Life Club Club New Life member. It's only Monday.
I get a little tongue-tied. Say that fast. I know.
Yeah, it'll come to you.
It'll come to me. For that reason, we support New Life.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Mylon and Jill. And thanks to all of you that support us. If you want to become a supporter, we'll thank you in these great ways. You just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the number. Let's go to Alex, Memphis, Tennessee. He listens on the app. Hey, Alex, how are you?
Okay.
You're okay. Well, tell us what is maybe kind of not so okay.
Well, honestly, most of life. My wife and I both come from a pretty tough upbringing, both of us with abusive parents, step-parents, both of us sexually abused by peers. I was exposed at 6 to nudity, my best friend's mom, and then to pornography by my father, and I had an addiction by 14 to pornography. Sorry, I'm just nervous. It's hard. My mom was in an abusive relationship. I watched her beat. Dad was a rager. My wife is bipolar, and because of my addiction, struggles with betrayal trauma. PTSD the last 2 years. We've been out of ministry for 3 years now as a church planter, and my addiction came back and was in full throttle, and God exposed me to her. And for 2 years, I was emotionally dead while she was trying to wake me up during that process. What mental disorder she had, she was diagnosed with bipolar, got worse.
Okay, hold on.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Yeah, we're back. Really glad you're with us here today. After Easter, I issued a challenge. Let's let it make a difference like never before has going forward, so that every day we are resurrecting. We're resurrecting Jesus in our own personal life. That's what we want to be doing. And so if we can help you with that, the phone number, of course, is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Right now, we're talking with Alex. And Alex, what is the question for us after all this that you have been through?
I guess I just need some hope on how to love my wife better, how to actually help her.
If we were talking with her, what would she say is the biggest problem between you, or what is the thing that's standing in the way of her forgiving you or repairing this somehow?
From what I picked up from what she said is I'm still struggling with lying out of fear, and the hurt, her hurt and her pain, just the totality of all of it. It just doesn't seem like she is able to get to a place where she can begin to move through it.
Okay. All right. So, Mylon, so many people have followed you and Kay and what you believe are essential in repair. What do you think could help here?
Well, when we crash like you did and addictions are exposed, everybody gets hurt. But really what the whole thing is, it's a manifestation of your historical pain. The fact that you're acting out, the fact that there's mental illness, the fact that there's confusion, the fact that there is reactivity, all comes from this chaotic, disorganized home you were from. And oddly enough, the place that we really need to start doing work is historically, where we look at, we get into therapy, and we find somebody that will help us explore that historical narrative. How damaging was that? And to be able to cry and grieve and mourn and comfort ourselves and one another is a part of the healing journey. When those unsettled agitations are addressed through acknowledgement, anger, grief, and mourning, and then comfort and compassion for ourselves and each other, many times the things that are painful inside, for which we use addictions to make go away,
to medicate,
they begin to alleviate. And so we don't need to turn to that. So when people come to my office, and I have people in, just new people coming in this week, it's precisely the same thing, where they're in ministry, addictions, all kinds of things, wipe them out. But I guarantee you there's this horrible history. And the funny part about what I'm saying, Alex, is we have to work on the present, but we win trust by working on the past and then confessing and sharing that history of healing and your wife's healing together. And that's a path that Kay and I took, 32 years ago. And boy, it was a great healing path.
Well, it's the one that has the most lasting effects, right?
Yeah. Now, did I miss it, but are you going to any kind of meeting?
I am. I'm in a group, a battle plan group in Memphis, and then I have a sex addiction therapist that I get an intensive with and talk with weekly.
All right. Good.
Hopefully they're helping with history.
Yeah. And then
I'm meeting with another counselor that my wife and I have started with recently. It's just trying to get through the chaos of the moment.
Yeah. And there is a lot of... Yeah, sorry, Alex. There is a lot of chaos and clutter that happens between you two, and that's where, you have to address some of the current symptoms so that you then have the space to look and start to build that trust with each other. I do think that our intimacy and marriage weekend would be great for you guys.
Well, really, that is the...
And you get Steve and Myland and Kay.
Yeah, and you've got the intimacy in marriage thing. You've got Restore for her, which... if a woman is struggling, that's where they get some real help in resolving the bitterness and resentment and receive encouragement going forward. And, if you need it, when you go to Every Man's Battle Workshop, you not only get help for yourself, but you say to your spouse, oh, he's serious. He does not ever want this to come back into his life. So that's something for you to consider also. Okay?
Okay.
I'm glad you called. If you will hold on, we'll get the information. And I'm going to send you the book, Understanding and Loving a Person Who Has a Sexual Integrity Problem. And I'm going to send that to you for her. And then for you, I'm going to send you this great little book. Jason Martinkus and I put this together, Worthy of Her Trust. I think that's going to be a blessing to you. So hold on, and we'll get that to you. Now, let's go to Cindy. She's calling us from Denver, Colorado. She listens online. Hi, Cindy. Welcome to New Life. And how could we help you?
Hi, thank you.
Sure.
I am calling just trying to figure out how to save and strengthen my marriage. I have a child, our oldest child, is going to be 20 and has struggled from birth really on with behavior issues that in high school and now in college have led him to drugs and even some jail time. The problem in my eyes is that my husband is a huge enabler. It's gotten to the point where my son and my husband had moved out at one point. I've moved out at one point. We've done all the therapies. We've done all of that kind of stuff. My son's been in a psych ward. He's been in a group home. He's been in military school. The problems lie, in my opinion, the problems lie on my son. And the way my husband responds to it is what is hurting our marriage. And I have just always taken the stance of, if my son hadn't done this, then my husband wouldn't have reacted. So therefore, my husband doesn't have a problem. The fact is that he's a very loving husband, or very loving father, and would do anything for his kids like we all hope that everybody would. My issue lies now that my son is in college and away and dealing with all this, and we've got him on the right road with regard to the fact that he's in a drug program and he's getting monitored on a regular basis and whatnot. He will make a phone call, send a text, 1:30 in the morning, whatever the case may be, and my husband will up and leave. That is fine. You know, we need to support our kids. The problems come into things such as Easter. My son would not be in the same room with me. He blames all of this 100% on me. But nothing ever comes up as to why it's me, other than he was diagnosed with an attachment disorder
okay.
when he was 8.
So, all right, so what's the question for us?
So my question for you is, how do I allow my husband to continue to have a relationship with our son, but to realize his role in our family? You know, I was taught God, spouse, children, in that order, and he's turned away from God. He's not attending church or anything anymore, but basically okay. what boils down to it was on Easter, I heard that my son was extremely depressed, and I said, let's all go. Let's get a room. Let's go spend time with him. Let's make sure that our family unit, just the four of us, are together for Easter. And so he presented it to our son, and he said, that would be awesome. Mom can't come. And my husband's okay with that. And he's okay with that every time. He won't say, hey, you know, we want to support you. We want to love you. We all care about you. The choice is all or none, but the choice is still yours.
Okay. So hold on a sec.
Sure.
Mylon, what are you thinking?
Cindy, it feels like your husband's abandoning you in your mind.
In my mind.
Yes. And, but that's not the first time you've felt that way, is it?
With him doing that?
And others.
No.
Yeah. And so, when we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit about some of our presets, the things inside of us that take us to a place where we have feelings that are caused by the reactions or the behaviors of other people. And we'll come back and address that. But I'm glad you called, Cindy. Steve?
Well, Mylon, I don't know that I've ever heard you use that phrase, preset. And I love that phrase because it's true. We have these things that are preset, waiting for someone to flip the switch. We'll be back.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Okay, so here we are. We're talking with Cindy. And Cindy, as Mylon has pointed out, your husband seems to have abandoned you. Now, when you called, you're wanting to talk about how this plays out in the life of your son. But also, as Mylon pointed out, I mean, it's not just about your son. I think we can help you a little bit here with the son and your husband. But still, when did this split, or when did this thing with your husband start to manifest itself where you were no longer number one? What happened in his life? Is he involved in pornography?
Exactly,
all this kind of stuff comes up.
Yeah. No, I know exactly what the problem is. My son started threatening suicide and would use it as common as someone would say good morning or hello. Uh-huh. And my husband took a phone call at age 9 of his grandfather that had committed suicide, and he had to share that with the family. So the second my son started using those words and having those feelings, my husband just went, this isn't ever going to happen again in my life, and
sure.
become that protector like all dads would be.
Yeah.
That's where those things are, and that's been up in marriage counseling. That's been brought up, you know, and he continues to, he was yelling at me, don't you mention it, don't you bring it up, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And he'll lose it, and then he'll just recompose and say, we're done talking about that.
Okay.
Let me have Jill
jump in here and try to give you some kind of insight on this or some kind of direction, because it's a huge pain.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about preset. Look how your husband was preset when the suicide issue comes up. Preset.
Absolutely.
To do anything in the world to not have that pain all over again. Jill, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, Cindy, I think, you know, we're seeing so many things happen on so many levels, and you're revealing it. And it seems like, you know, in light of the issues with your son, how your husband's reacting, you're kind of taking a position that Mylon pointed out is all too familiar to you, where you're kind of having to be the one to be the heavy and to step up and say, okay, someone has to be an adult here. Someone has to set some boundaries. And that, let me just say, that is a really hard position, because then everybody turns and dumps on you, even though you're the one that's trying to do the loving but difficult thing. And so that's, you know, we can't make other people, you know, see the truth when they're highly invested in not seeing the truth. One of the things I was wondering, and I'm sorry, forgive me if this sounds odd, is your son your natural child?
Yes.
Okay.
Both are.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
And so, and there's been issues from an early age. I think this is something that is the long haul.
Yeah. He's,
go
he
ahead.
Was kicked out of daycare,
yeah.
preschool. He called the principal by first name and wanted to stay the night with him. So it just kept going. Where the manifestation happened and the split between us is, I've worked with a behavior impaired, and I understand the psychological thing, and he's had a diagnosis, and my husband and my son both don't believe in the diagnoses, and so the medications aren't enforced, so that's all taken away, and my child continues to suffer things that he shouldn't have to suffer because there's ways that he can't, or that he can deal with it. But he's in denial, his dad's in denial, and I just stand back and support and continue to love, but it's, as you know, it's hard to be loved when someone doesn't want even to see who you are, let alone.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
right.
So what do you think's her best chance? Well, what's the best chance? I mean, we're just
I know. Out of time. Well, I think that you have to do some things to continue working on the marriage too, because the two of you have got to come together in order to help this son. Certainly, right. You're doing everything you can to help the son, right? Even though he's thwarting it. And you have to keep, I mean, this is the long suffering of dealing with situations like this. But I think.
And parented.
Yeah, parented, right. So I think some intervention needs to continue to be happening between you and your husband. Obviously, there's a lot that he doesn't want to look at either. And kind of like what we were talking in a previous caller, Mylan.
Right. Yeah, Cindy. One of the things you have to realize is that we have mixtures of reasons why we do things. Mm-hmm. We're not just single-focused following one set of instructions internally. Mm-hmm. Case in point is that if you have abandonment issues, then part of your battle could be that you're battling the fact that, you already said this, that I'm not number one in his life. And so it's not just what's best for my son, but I'm also fighting a battle of jealousy, if you will, that somehow I've been demoted. And that makes things another layer of confusion. And that would, if I were to say one thing that I would recommend based upon this brief phone call, would be for you to really look at those abandonment issues that you've had historically and realize that you can't just claim your position and require your husband to put you at number one. We're all broken, and we don't work well, and we don't function well, and we don't function optimally. But one of the things that would be perhaps something you could work on would be why I do what I do, which is what I'm feeling about being in this position where my husband is bringing my son to a higher priority than I am. So that would be one thing I would work on. And that's a historical discussion that you have to have with yourself and somebody that can help you explore it.
All right. I'm so glad you called, and I'm going to send you Mylan Kay's great work. It's a book and a workbook, How We Love. And, of course, that is the foundation of about 80% of our Intimacy in Marriage intensive coming up here June 28th. That would be something to be great if you guys could come to. But look, what is, in every situation where the other person is the problem, what is it that we all have to do? Look at our contribution. And I've said this before, you know, if a person goes out and has an affair, your contribution isn't to the affair. You didn't cause that, but your contribution is to a problem in the marriage. So you don't want to take on shame over somebody having an affair, but you do want to take responsibility for what's my contribution. Just like in every relationship, there are problems. I need to step up and do my part and accept some responsibility. And that's, I think, just the crummiest news ever in one way. But in another way, it's the good news. Because you know what? You can't change another person, but you can sure change your response and your reaction to them. Take Your Life Back is a great book for that. Finding Freedom, which is coming up in May, there's a great place for you to come. And then if you can help us in any way to reach more people so they can experience hope, will you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and become part of the New Life Giving family? Our way of saying thank you, well, one of the ways when you join Club New Life is we're going to send you all 8 books in the Arterburn Wellness Series, or we might, if you prefer, we'll send you this great flash drive of 71 teachings that we put together, and then these 4 videos by Mylan and Kay that we all love. Just our way of saying thank you. Please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Hold on, we'll do another program after this at 1-800-229-3000. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.